I haven't lost hope. I still believe that somehow Aang can save the world.
Why are you smiling at me like that?
Oh, I was smiling?
The world can't afford to lose you to the Fire Nation. Neither can I.
Oh my gosh, Aang. I am so sorry. I don't know what came over me.
If anyone's the leader, it's Aang. I mean, he is the Avatar.
Are you all right, Aang?
I'm okay.
You seem to be having a lot of nightmares lately. You want to tell me about it?
I think I just need some rest.
You're being too hard on yourself. Even if you did run away, I think it was meant to be.
Stop this! You have to let her go!
You have to understand. For the people who love you, watching you be in that much rage and pain is really scary.
We kissed at the invasion, and I thought we were gonna be together. But we're not.
Hey, Aang, are you ready to be cheered up?
What if we kissed?
Us kissing?
Baby, you're my forever girl.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender podcast for DonWuFang.net. I'm your main host, Dylan, and today I'm joined by Ben.
Hello.
Sam.
Hola.
Josh. Jason's, hi. Jason's still confused. Is your screen name? Jake.
Hello.
And Jeff.
Hello.
Who is recording outside? First time ever. I gotta say, that's pretty impressive. Okay, so, email us podcast@donwufang.net. This is our top, or list podcast, I don't even know what I'm calling it. So basically, we're gonna have two things. We're gonna have each co-host present a top 10 list of their choice, and then a top 15 episode list, and we'll go in order. Everyone's top 15, everyone's top 14, everyone's top 15. So yeah, this is gonna be very interesting. I'll start things off since mine's pretty short. My top 10 list. Well, that was the quickest opening ever, but... can anyone guess what mine's gonna be?
Tang moment?
Can I?
How did you know, Jake?
No.
I don't really care.
Yeah, so basically, I had something funny in mind, but I couldn't remember. So I just went with my default Katang moments. So I...
Katang, man.
Oh my gosh.
Why do you ship
Aang with cats?
Yeah, Aang with cats is... You remember, I showed you that cat adding Katara and Aang cat fan art.
Wow.
It's on DeviantArt. You guys should go check that out. Anyway, number 10 is the Siege of the North Part 2 hug. Cute little short hug. By the way, all these moments are mutual, affectionate moments. And not all of them are romantic. Some could be platonic, blah, blah, blah. But both of them involve both of them. Number 9 is the... the episode name. It's 115, Bato of the Water Tribe, the kiss at the end by Katara on Aang's cheek. Number 8, the desert calm down when Katara goes in when Aang's in the Avatar state. Could have put that one higher, but I don't know. Number 7 is the City of Wazen Secrets, You're Beautiful, and then Katara's smile there. A little 2 seconds, but still one of my favorite scenes. Number 6 is the look in Cave of Two Lovers, Katara looks over at Aang, or Aang looks over to Katara, Katara looks down, blushes. Number 5 is the dance in 302, the headband, just the whole thing. Number 4 is an instrument. I put all of 101, just all the interaction they have in 101. The penguin sledding, the why you're smiling at me, just that, all that. So much, can't really classify it into one thing. Number 3 is the Cave of Two Lovers, questionable kiss, and then the hug after that. Number 2. Can anyone guess what number 2 is going to be?
Day of Black Sun?
Nope.
309?
Nope.
Forever Girl?
I actually didn't count that as a Katang moment, since it was a dream.
Are you kidding me? Oh my god.
It's a dream, so. These are mutual moments. Number 2 is the end of 220... Crossroad to Destiny, the very end, when Katara brings Aang back to life. One of my favorites there. And number 1, the Sozin's Comet Part 4 kiss, or hug then kiss, at the very end. Obvious ending there. So yeah, I made that in 2 seconds. Kinda good. Okay, who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Okay, Ben, what's your list?
All right, here we go. The top 10 Zuko brain damage moments. All right, number 10 is episode 102, where Zuko's being poked in the head by Sokka with Aang's staff.
Nice.
Okay, number 9, episode 120, Siege of the North Part 2, when Katara snowplowed him into the ground.
And all of these account for Zuko being just crazy. It's all serious.
All right. Number 8 is 119, when Siege of the North Part 1, when Katara is kicking his butt all around the place. Number 7 is 102, when Zuko gets hit with the boomerang. And number 6 is also 102, when Aang hits Zuko while riding on the back of a penguin. Alright.
Points for style on that one.
Number 5 is 209, when Zuko continually fails to produce lightning.
Definitely did
a lot of blunt force trauma on that one. Number 4 is episode 104, when he was blown into a house by Aang.
Nice laugh, Jake. Okay.
Okay. Alright, number 3 is 113, when he gets shot in the head with an arrow.
Wow.
I don't know, why do you find that hilarious?
What?
I don't know, just keep going.
We need a laugh track.
I think we do. I think I actually am going to add one in.
Alright. Number 2 is episode 102, when Aang said Zuko flying into the walls and ceiling of his quarters. Alright, drum roll please. Number 1 is 107, when Zuko watches Iroh get out of the hot
Nice.
I wrote this, but I can't help but laugh when I read it, but... Okay, my top 10 Zuko brain damage moments.
Good top 10 list there. Okay, next. Let's go, Sam. I want to hear top facial hairs.
Yeah, I did top 10 facial hair. Alright, so, yeah. Number 10 is the boulder with his awesome goatee. It's awesome. Alright, yeah. Not funny.
Doesn't need to be funny. Keep going.
Alright. Number 9 is Roku with his, like, Santa Claus beard thing. I don't know.
Okay.
And number 8 is Guru Patik with his Santa beard too. I don't know. This sucks. 7 is Ozai with his, like, goatee, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Arrow goatee.
Yeah. 6 is the Combustion Man. 5 is Iroh with his ever-changing beard, whatever. 4 is Kirk. 3 is Hakoda. 2nd is Haru. And number 1, if I didn't pick this one, I would be killed, is Wang Fire.
Wang Fire, yes. Hands down, number 1.
I gotta agree with that. Okay, nice.
How about, Dylan, how about you do the Mel's and Michelle's?
Okay, yeah, let's do Mel's. Actually, she did top 15 Hidden Zutaras. So this kind of makes up for the lack of Hidden Zutara for, like, 20 podcasts. So we have Mel's top 15 Hidden Zutaras. Number 15 is the beach's Hidden Zutara. Zuko and Mei kiss near water, which must mean Zuko likes water. Therefore, he likes Katara, who is of the water tribe.
Wow.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah. I can't do it as well. But. Number 14, Return to Amashu. Zuko hated Katara hated Azula, who is another Fire Nation person, because she is not Zuko, therefore she secretly loves him.
What?
Trying to figure out how that makes sense, but okay.
Yeah, that's going around in circles.
Number 13, Zuko said Katara's name, therefore he loves her.
Yes.
That's a nice one.
That's true.
Number 12, Siege of the North Part 1. Zuko and Katara had a fight that was so obviously full of sexual tension. Therefore, they will one day be together.
Of course, that's what I'm saying.
Fail.
Number 11, fortune teller. Katara thought about her future husband while the volcano was erupting. Volcanoes have fire. Therefore, she was thinking of Zuko. I like that one. Number 10, Zuko alone. Mei liked Zuko. Mei is younger than Zuko, as is Katara, which means he's attracted to younger women. Totally not pedophilic. Therefore, he will wed Katara, who is younger.
Oh, God.
Nice stretch there. Number 9 from the storm. Iroh suggests that they head southwest to avoid the storm. The storm being a rabid gangers and heading south to see Katara in the South Pole. Therefore, Iroh supports their relationship and Iroh never lies.
Yes. Oh,
this is Jutara tip there.
That's a nice one.
That was stupid.
Number 8, Siege of the North Part 2. Katara did not object to allowing Zuko to live, therefore she loves him.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Number 7, Nightmares and Daydreams. In Aang's dream, where he kisses Katara, Aang was tall. Zuko is tall, therefore it foreshadows Katara kissing Zuko.
How about kissing Aang?
don't debate these, Ben. They're the truth.
Yeah, I'm not trying to debate them.
The writer's intended.
Yes, exactly, Jake. Number 6, the Puppet Master. Katara learned to bend blood. Blood is red. Zuko wears red. Therefore, they'll get married. Those ones crack me up when she makes a connection like that, which gets to married from nothing. Number 5, Sokka's Master. There was no Katang. Therefore, Zutara is undeniable. Except there actually was Katang and Sokka's Master.
No, there was
no. There wasn't.
Your hair looks great. I count that.
That was terrible thing.
You count that?
It was pretty bad, but I think it still is. Number 14, the headband. Katara looks like Zuko's mom, therefore he will love her for that and marry her. What?
God.
Okay, number 13, the Crossroads of Destiny. Do I even have to say it? Number 2, the storm. Iroh suggests that they head south. Because she just repeated it. Okay, I guess. Yeah, that was the storm. And number 1, the runaway. Dylan didn't like this episode, therefore there must be Jutara.
That is the best one.
I can't really deny that one.
Yes.
Okay, so,
exactly.
Melanie's top 15, Jutara. Great job, Melanie.
I never did get a chance to do this, and I only have one, so I'll just make it really fast. Uh-oh. It's it's Hidden Tang, just really fast. 305. In 305, Toph tells Aang that he needs to cover up. So this means that she's paying attention to when he has his clothes on, but more importantly, when he has his clothes off.
You can't do it as well as Mel.
Well, I'm tired.
That was bad.
That was okay. That's nice. Okay, now I have Michelle's top 10 touching moments.
That I helped with.
Yes.
Wow, I thought touching meant something totally different.
Touching, oh, God.
Sigh.
Avatar, the X-rated.
This is what happens.
Sigh.
This is what happens when you have all
That's
guys
good.
And Sam on a podcast. Okay, number 10 is the Suka reunion in 315. Number 9, Day of Black Sun speech and Aang crying in 311. Number 8, Katara forgives Zuko in 316. Number 7, holding hands scene at the end of 306. What's that one? Oh, yeah, they're all together. That's
the Tang scene.
The Tang scene, sure. Number 5, the Aang Appa dream in 216. Number 4, the final canon kiss in 321. Number 5. Number 4, Katara claims Aang from the Avatar State in 211. Number 3, Liu Ten's funeral in 215. Number 2, Yue's death in 120. And number 1, Zuko Iroh's reunion in 319. But boom, good job, Michelle. I totally
suggested half of that.
Good job, Michelle. Okay, good job, Sam and Michelle. Okay, who wants to go next? We haven't heard from Josh, Jake, and Jeff. The three J's.
Come on, J's.
Okay, Jeff. Jeff.
Okay, I split mine into two. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah,
we hear you.
Just got some lag here.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So I split mine into two top five lists because I couldn't think of a good top 10 list. So, first one, top five tactical blunders. And these are in no particular order. So, first one is when the invasion force, when the subs were destroyed, they just gave up. They could have easily burrowed underground and seized the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
And Ozai couldn't have really stopped them because of the narrow corridors.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then again, top five tactical blunders. Okay.
Yes. Number two, how the gang dealt with a giant drill. If they had just made two trenches along either side of the drill, then the spikes would not have been able to grip anything, and the drill couldn't move at all. So, very easy to take out a drill that way.
Awesome.
Number three is how they dealt... I'm sorry, what?
I just said these are awesome.
What?
I just said these are awesome.
Thanks.
Lag.
Okay. So, alright. Number three, how the gang dealt with Combustion Man. We see him shooting beams from his head, and they explode at the first thing that they hit. So all they need to do is lock him down into earth and immobilize his head so he can't aim the thing, and then just wrap his forehead in earth. And that way, if he does decide to shoot, his head will be the first to go. So they just need to stand clear. This next one is about how Hakoda went along to take out the battlements. I just think it's really stupid how the very top leader goes off on a special op and gets himself wounded and he can't lead anymore, so his son has to take over for him. That was really stupid leadership. He should have delegated to Balto or something. Alright, and then number five... When the Fire Lord was planning his destruction of the Earth Kingdom, he didn't even take into account Aang at all. There was no way he could have known that Aang couldn't go into the Avatar State. It was him just winning. So, yeah. That is my first top five list.
Okay.
Then my second one is the top five technologies in the show. First are the airships. They just have this durable, rigid hull and this lot of heavy, dense metal. They don't even use firebending. They use coal to power their stuff. And yet it still stays aloft, and that's just amazing that they can do that. We can't do that. The drill, I've mentioned this before, the drill is miraculous technology. It's just huge in compared to anything that we have. And, yeah. And then the Earthbender tanks. I really like how they... are flexible, yet rigid. I mean, just their slinky powers are awesome. The catapults have this huge range and accuracy. That is amazing. The Fire Navy catapults. And then the Invasion Force submarines are just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's five. Basically, what is the writers probably thought, as long as it's not powered by electricity, we can have whatever we want in there, and it's fine because it'll be realistic. Wrong. The material sciences that the Fire Nation uses are decades ahead of ours. And so, yeah, not realistic, but it'd be awesome if we had it today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think Martin would agree with you on that list. Yeah, I just heard him some complaint about a lot of that stuff. So, good job, Jeff. Let's go with Josh next.
Yeah, I'll go. Mine is the top 10 benders of the show. You can hear me, right?
Yeah, excluding the Avatar, correct?
Yeah, excluding any Avatars, which would be Aang, Oroku, Kyoshi, Yangchen, because they just take the top 5, and then I only have room for 5, so...
Okay.
Starting off, this is more of an honorable mention than anything, because it's hard to... you can't pick one. I picked the Dai Li for number 10, because I... it's not this, they're a group, so I couldn't, like, judge them against any one person, but if I only picked one person out of the Dai Li, I think any of the other people would have beat them. So, I put them on the list, but they're at the bottom. For the rest of the list, I took in a couple things to account. First, I took into account how awesome the person was, and then I took into account who would win in a fight. And if there was a tie, I would just go by experience. And really, that's the only reason why Katara is number 9. Yeah, Katara's number 9.
I got some serious problems with that, but okay.
Well, you'll see why when I get.
Well, you're a Katara fanboy. So.
That's okay. Without the bias, but yeah.
No comments. Katara and then Zuko. And my reasoning behind Zuko's number 8, and my reasoning is Zuko, I think, is a more awesome bender than Katara is, even though Katara would win in a fight. And so it came, like I said, it came down to experience, so Zuko won. I'm sorry about that. Then after Zuko, number 7 was Paku. Definitely better than Katara or Zuko. And Bumi over Paku, just the same method I've been using. And then Zhang Zhang over Bumi. Zhang Zhang is number 5. He's just amazing at everything. I put Zhang Zhang over Bumi because Bumi is more seen like the crazy old man that's just happens to be a freaking amazing earthbender. But Zhang Zhang, they talk about how he's a genius with firebending. So I thought that kind of...
Zhang Zhang.
Yeah, Zhang Zhang the Desert. And like he's like an AWOL general or something. I just thought that was a really cool element. It upped his awesome a lot. Above Zhang Zhang is Toph. Toph has the credit of inventing metal bending and being, obviously, this whole blind concept.
I thought Toph would be your number 1 for sure.
No, definitely. No, not, because Iroh is above Toph. Iroh is number 3. Iroh beat Toph. You could make the argument that Toph invented metal bending, but Iroh invented redirecting lightning. So they evened each other out on that, and it came down, again, to who would win in a fight, plus experience, and Iroh beat Toph there. Above Iroh, number 2 is Ozai. Iroh wasn't even sure that he could beat him, so I think that settled that right there. Ozai was a better bender than Iroh.
Is Azula your number 1?
Yes, Azula is my number 1.
Explain.
Gosh.
Well, what is there to explain? Azula is the only person in the show that can bend blue fire. She's the youngest person in the show that can bend lightning. And she single-handedly took Ba Sing Se down. So, I mean, she has all this credit.
Dai Li, you know.
Yeah. I think that's more of a testament to her people skills than to her bending. She manipulated
maybe that, but still.
Yeah.
Blue fire, and she's the youngest person to bend lightning. And she does it. Her lightning that we see from her in the during the comet is bigger than Ozai's lightning.
Okay.
And when she firebends against Zuko, there is more fire than Ozai uses.
And this is non-craze Azula? Before
this is taking both of them into account.
Both of them, because Katara beats... Well, first Katara beats Azula in 320, or 321. And then, the problem that I have is with this is... In 220, when they're fighting in Crossroads of Destiny...
There's two things that go into it, Dylan.
I know, I'm just stating an argument here. Is that... Katara was beating Azula in 220, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. It's just, I took everything into account. Yes, Katara beat Azula, but Azula is more awesome than Katara. Plus, Azula is experienced because of her being a child prodigy. So, that's why she was ahead of everybody else.
Okay. Yeah, I'd probably put Azula number 1 in my most devastating people in general because of her people skills and everything. I don't know if she'd be number 1 on my top vendors, though, but... Eh, it's a good list. Definitely thought of a lot of things I didn't think of.
Okay. Hello?
Okay, let's get that noise out of the background, Josh.
Oh, it's something stupid. I can't turn it off or anything. It's just the utility thing. I'll mute my mic unless I'm talking.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and here's Jake with probably my favorite list.
Here are the top 10 Katoff moments. Or if you're Dylan, it's Katoff.
Okay, Katoff, yes. So Katoff, Katara, and Toph shipping.
Number 10, in episode 312, Katara wishes that she had seen Toph sooner. Alright. Number 9, Katara laughs at Toph when she has hairy pits, but she does not laugh at Aang or Sokka when they have their... Number 8, this is a good one. Toph says, it worked wonders. Think about it.
Okay.
In episode 3 of 6, Toph holds Aang's hand in the end. In previous episodes, Aang has held Katara's hand. Like she was holding Katara's hand.
That's a nice hidden Zutara there, except hidden Katoff.
It's Katoff, yes. Exactly. Alright, now in episode number 6, episode 314, Boiling Rock, part 1. Aang does hot squats while Katara and Toph go away alone.
Ooh.
Yeah. Number 5. Toph gives Katara the pet name Sugar Queen during their first fight. Now, number 4. Katara and Toph go to the spa together. Pure genius there. It's pure canon.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3. Naked Katara hears Toph talking. Nothing more needs to be said.
Okay.
Now, number 2. Mud fight in 307.
Yes.
Said. Enough said.
Enough said.
And now for the number one cat off moment of the Avatar.
Drum roll, please.
I can't.
Toph kisses Suki in Serpent's Pass, and Katara gets jealous off camera.
Jake has an inside source. He knows these things.
Yes, exactly.
That's nice list there, Jake. Okay, and with that, I think we're done with our top 10 list.
That's amazing.
It's like going to be the shortest podcast ever.
Well, no, we have to go right to top episode list now, even longer.
Oh, God, we have to explain.
I don't know. Okay, so here's the format I want this. I'm going to go down the list, and everyone's just going to have to... I'm just going to say, what's everyone's top 15 episode, and then we say. And if anyone wants to comment after we're all done, then we can... When that's fine. Okay, so we're gonna go in the order of the call, which I think is the same for everyone, and then Michelle. It'll be me at the end after Jake and then Michelle. I have Michelle's list here. Okay. So let's start Jeff, 15th episode on your list. Jeff.
You awake, Mr. Jeff.
Sorry. Okay. Hello? This is in rough order, but not exact, so, yeah, here we go. 321. 320.
Not Jeff.
310.
Jeff.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear me before.
Yes, you hear me?
Well, first we have lag. This is why it's, like, acting like this. I want, going to go down. So we're going to start with 15 and then go down to 1. And we're going to go just 1 for each person, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, so we'll just do your 15th episode right now.
15. Yeah. 205.
There we go, Jake.
Ooh,
there we go,
Jeff.
Jake.
Oh, God, are you kidding me?
I like that pick. Okay, Ben?
59.
212.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Sam?
216.
Okay. Josh?
Sorry, the noise hasn't shut off yet. 217. Yeah, the clown guy.
Okay. Jake?
218, Earth King.
Interesting. And I have 315, Boiling Rock Part 2 for my 15. Maybe a little low on some people's lists. And Michelle has 207, Zuko Alone for 15. Okay, any comments there?
I just
have to say, yeah, 218, I think, in my opinion, had the best non-finale ending of the entire show.
That is a good point. But I don't know, I just, there's too much about 218 that's a little off for me.
It's a tie for me between 218 and 316 as far as best ending moment.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
I like Jeff's pick a lot on 205. Very risque.
My number 59th of 61.
it's personal taste. Okay, let's go. Number 14, Jeff.
102.
I like it. Ben?
316.
316. Sam?
212.
Josh?
220, Crossroads of Destiny.
Okay. Jake?
306, Avatar and the Fire Lord.
Interesting. Okay, and mine is 217, Like Cloud Guy. And Michelle, for 214, has 206, The Blind Bandit. Not many surprises.
She's supposed to be Tang.
Okay. Yeah, not many surprises.
What's with the love of 212? What's going on? Why do people like that one?
Because I just...
taste.
It's interesting, yeah. Those aren't placing in mine.
Return of Suki and Jet, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
They're quality episodes, though.
I guess. This is... Top 15 is really...
It is selective, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you mean there. Those aren't in mine. Okay, let's go for 13, Jeff.
Josh, not gonna like this. 206.
Okay. Ben?
301.
Interesting pick there.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Number 13.
Sorry. 316.
Okay, Josh?
218, and I'd like to note that it is only out of the top 10 because of the last fourth of season 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Jake?
315, Boiling Rock, Part 2.
Only two away from mine there. And my 13 is 311, Day of Black Sun, Part 2. And Michelle's 13 is 114, The Fortune Teller. Okay, so here's what I want to do now. I want everyone's 12, then 11, then 10, because this is going a little slow. Okay, so Jeff, 12, 11, then 10.
215... 211 and 317.
215, 211. Okay. Ben?
Really quick before I do this, if it's a special, can I count that as one?
Nope, it's individual episodes.
Fine with me.
Individual episodes, okay.
Okay, 105, 310, 101.
105?
105.
105
is...
Nice.
Hey,
spoiler pick there.
Oh my god.
Jeez.
Okay, Sam?
102, 315, and 317.
Okay. Josh?
Okay, there's even more noise going on right now. Number 12 is 310, Day of Black Sun, Part 1. 11 is 316, Southern Raiders. And number 10 is 311, Day of Black Sun, Part 2.
Okay, Jake.
Number 12 is 118, The Waterbending Master. Number 11 is 206, The Blind Bandit. And number 10 is 112, The Storm.
Okay. My 12 is 206, Blind Bandit. 11, 114, The Fortune Teller, and 10, 209, I forget.
Better Work?
Better Work, there we go. Not many people probably have Better Work in their top 10s. Like, love that episode, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jeff, if anyone misread, yeah, I never read back 311, my mistake is 211 for Jeff's list in the number 11 spot. Okay, Michelle has... for 12, 211, for 11, 210, and for 10, 212. That's a little confusing.
Oh.
Okay, so now let's go 9, let's say the spot before you get to it. So go 9, 8, 7, and 6. So go 9, this, production number episode, 8, production number episode, 7, production number episode, 6, production episode. Okay, Jeff.
Okay, 9 is 208, 8 is 214, and 6 is 218.
Can you read that back again? Got a little cut off.
208 for number 9, 115 for number 8, 214 for number 7, and 218 for number 6.
Mm. High placement of Earth King there. Okay, Ben?
Number 9 is 317.
That's high.
Yeah. Number 8 is 112.
Nice.
Number 7 is 215. And number 6 is 314.
Wow. That's very high for Boiling Rock Part 1. I like it, though.
Interesting.
My list originally had Boiling Rock Parts 1 and 2 at number 6, but since you're going by individual, I picked my favorite of the two.
Okay. Sam?
Number 9 is Cave of Two Lovers, 202. Number 8 is Day of Black Sun, The Invasion, 310. Number 7 is Lake Laogai, 217. And number 6 is The Desert, 211. Yeah, that's right.
Well, read back your number 9 for me again.
Number 9, Cave of Two Lovers.
And you call yourself a cat hanger.
You know what?
Oh my god.
So I
shut
you,
up!
I
not everyone has to have that as a favorite episode.
I set you up for that one. Okay, Josh.
The noise stopped, so I can be on. Anyway. Number 9 is 314, Boiling Rock Part 1. Mm. Number 8 is 319, The Old Masters. Number 7 is 116, The Deserter. And number 6 is 214, City of Walls and Secrets.
Okay, nice. Jake?
Number 9 is 207, Zuko Alone. 8 is 214, City of Walls and Secrets. 7 is 311, The Eclipse. And 6 is 217, Lake Laogai.
Okay.
You sound like Ed McMahon.
Okay, from my 9, yeah. I have 214, City of Walls and Secrets. 8, 119, Siege of the North Part 1, 7, 120, Siege of the North Part 2, and 6, 318, the Sozin's Comet Part 1. Boosted, put that down a little bit since my original top 15. Michelle has, for number 9, 112, The Storm, number 8, 119, Siege of the North Part 1, 7, 214, City Walls and Secrets, and 6, 120, Siege of the North Part 2. That's pretty similar there. Okay, now I'm going to go 5 to 1, starting with Jeff.
Okay, number 5 is 302, The Headband. Number 4 is 220, Crossroads of Destiny. Number 3 is 310, The Invasion. Number 2 is 320. Into the Inferno, and number 1 is 321, Avatar Aang.
Nice. Ben?
Number 5 is 202. Number 4 is 302.
Ooh.
Number 3, 220. And quick notes about my second and top picks. I had the specials together as one, so I will just pick my favorite episode. Number 2 is 120, Siege of the North Part 2. And number 1 is 321, Sozin's Comet Part 4, Avatar Aang.
Nice. Sam?
Alright. Number 5 is Zuko Alone, 207. Number 4 is Siege of the North Part 2, 120. Part 3 is Number 3 is Crossroads of Destiny, 220. Number 2 is The Awakening, 301. And number 1 is Susan's Comet, Part 4, 321.
Number 2, The Awakening?
301,
yes.
Wow.
That's very interesting.
Remember how long we waited for that?
That's true. That's very interesting, too, though. Okay, so we're 3 for 3 on the number 1 so far. I think Josh will probably break that coming up.
On the number 1? No.
Oh, no. So Jake will break it. Okay. 5.
Number 5 is 113, The Blue Spirit. Mm. Number 4 is 317, Embraden Players. Number 3 is 120, Siege of the North Part 2. Number 2 is 206, Blind Bandit. Number one is 320 and 321. I'm not splitting those up.
Pick one.
Yeah. Into the Inferno and Avatar.
Pick one. You gotta pick one.
I'm not.
You gotta break the rules. You can't break the rules. Nope. You're not an exception to this, Josh.
No, I'm not doing it.
Fine, I'll assume you said 321 then.
Nope.
Okay, Jake.
Alright, my number 5 is 319, Old Masters. Number 4, Siege of the North Part 2, the 120. Number 3, 220, Crossroads of Destiny. Number 2, 321, Avatar Aang. Number 1, 320, and I'm not going to repeat the episode title because it sucks.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's coming part 3.
Bitter Zutarian, Jake. Bitter. Okay.
Bitter.
321 is obviously more epic.
It was going to happen.
It's obviously more epic. I don't see how you have 320 above 321. It's that one scene. Really?
This is exactly the reason I put them together.
Exactly.
Okay, let's go. For me, my so number five.
It's so epic. It completely threw everything else in the series in the water.
We'll debate it in a minute. Let me finish mine. 5, I have 302, The Headband. 4, Cave of Two Lovers, 202. 3, 319, Soden's Comet, Part 2, The Old Masters. 2, 320, Soden's Comet, Part 3 and 4, so it's 321, Soden's Comet Part 4. Okay, and Michelle has... 5, 315, The Boiling Rock Part 2. 4, 220, Crossroads Destiny. 3, 317, The Ember Island Players. 2, 321, Part 4. And 1, 320, Part 3.
Yes, go Michelle!
So Jake and Michelle are the outliers here.
High five, Michelle.
Well, at least we all have the finale.
Yeah, I think we've all agreed that the finale is number one.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
It's kind of like going back to my list. It's like, what if I had included Aang in that list? You know, isn't that really fair?
What if I include what?
Like, if I had included Aang in my Benders list, it's not really fair.
Yeah, I guess. So, yeah, for me, this whole thing, trying to make this up, raised the question of what is more important? An episode that you just really like, that has elements that you like your favorite ship or funny parts about it, or, I don't know, some interaction of two characters that are your favorites, is that constitute a spot on your top favorites list, or a really epic episode? Because Crossroads of Destiny didn't make my top 15, because it really... It's not one of my enjoyable episodes. That's what I did for these top 15. And it was pretty hard for me trying to compare the real epic episodes that you know they're talked about the most or the ones that you just like watching.
Well, here's the thing. I did my list solely based on which, if I had all the episodes available to me, which one would I put in the DVD player in which order. That's how I did it.
That's interesting.
So, yeah. I mean, it essentially is my favorite episodes. Like, there's no, it has nothing to do with which episode is the best, which episode had the best plot, which episode had the best directing, best writing, best, you know, execution, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's the episode that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you like it?
Why do I like what?
That's a good question.
Which one?
See, there's thing. If why do you because like an episode?
That's what he's trying why to say. I like an episode? Combination of things. A combination of things, really.
Yeah. I mean,
different episodes for different reasons.
Okay. Well, see, for me, my favorite episode, I wouldn't put in the DVD player first. Like that, my most watchable episode is definitely 202. I'd put that in right away, but that's not my number one. So it's different things for me on that part. I don't know, it's interesting.
There's a difference. I kind of agree with Josh there.
There's a difference between favorite and best. And that's the problem we're having. There's a difference between your favorite episode and your best and the best episode.
And I think I said different things. I think I may have said 15 best, 15 favorite different times to different people, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that my right now at this point, 217 I'm not sure that 217 is the best episode of the series. I'm not sure that 120 is the third best episode of the series. I know that I know that 218 isn't the 13th best episode of the series, but it's my 13th favorite.
Okay.
And that's why it's in the 13th spot. If you had told us to do a best list, A, this would have been about 50 times harder, and B, my list would probably look completely different, except for number 1 and number 2, and number 3 maybe.
Okay. Mine probably would look the same, probably either way. I weighed both of them in.
Enough to have those kind of distinctions.
I think it's more of an opinion thing here. It's like, for me, 202 was my favorite episode up until the finale, so it's... I don't know, it's hard to knock off right there. And that's because it's my favorite. It's the episode I've watched the most times. And probably will stay that way, even with the finale.
I can't really choose a favorite. They're like... Didn't you the episodes are like kids. No, shush.
You just made a list of your top 15 favorite kids.
You know what? I don't care.
Okay. One thing I found hard about doing this list was, for certain of the specials that were on, I have a hard time separating them into like different episodes. Like Sozin's Comet, I find it hard to separate all four of those episodes into individual ones because they work well together. But then there's also like the season 2 finale. I hate watching 219 and 220 together. They do not work well together for me.
Yeah.
That's why 219 did not make my list.
Do you want me to explain why I'm being so stubborn about this?
About what?
About not changing my number one. About not separating those. You want me to explain why I'm doing it?
Not really. I understand it.
Okay.
They're pretty much the same episode. Those two are the one that really kind of almost is the acceptance, because they were written as one episode, so... Yeah. But in production, they're split.
And well, also, if I had done them separately, then I wouldn't have had time... I wouldn't have had room to honor Lake Lao Guy, and I really wanted to make a point that I liked that episode.
Okay. Yeah, that was 14 on mine. Yeah, you see, Sozin's Comet's really the only one hard for me to separate. Because, like, 318... Alone, I can't tell. I put that as 6, but alone, if I just watched it, I've never just watched it alone, because if it was alone, I don't know if it even make my list.
318 didn't even make my list.
Yeah, it's tough.
318 was, I'm looking at my list, 318 is number 16. That's like right on the outside.
So, but I have to put it in there since it's in the finale, I guess. I don't know. It's just,
I
said they're separate.
I don't hold myself to that. I say, you know, I didn't like it as well. I didn't like it as well as I liked Lake Lao Guy or Crossroads of Destiny or any of the other ones I listed. So that's why I didn't get it in there.
Yeah. Well,
it was funny. It was really funny.
I just didn't
make it in there.
Okay. And I guess if we get bored done with it, we'll have an episode tournament. See what comes out on top then. It's like I did at the camp.
What do you mean, if we get bored?
Maybe Nick will surprise us. Who knows? Or maybe we'll get lives.
Yeah.
Neither of which are likely.
We do a murder heel thing.
Yeah.
The RPG could be good. Who knows?
Nick will surprise us the day that Aang and Katara get married.
Which is in 2 years.
Yeah,
Nick will surprise us in 2 years.
No. Which is exactly what Jake
said.
Because we don't know their amongst customs, and Katara's 14, so when she's 16, she's eligible.
And you're taking this way too seriously.
Yeah, wow. Seriously.
No. I've read 100 fan fictions on this, okay?
Fan fiction is not reality.
Oh yeah, by the way, Dylan.
Yeah.
That Southern Air Temple fan fiction you recommended?
Don't tilt like, it. It's amazing. Shh. Okay. Now,
it's just people watching cheats.
No, it's not. Shut up. Okay. It's great. Live the magic.
Because Mel's not here to talk about it.
It's great. I love that. Okay.
Jeez.
Anyway.
It's about people washing cheats. I think I'm going to link to this.
That's a weird.
This is the best that Katang shippers can come up with. This is great.
Yeah, seriously.
Like 14, but anyway. Okay, let's close things out. So
wow.
Yeah, that's all for this week's podcast. I've been your main host. I've been Jeff, Ben, Sam, Josh, and Jake. all of their last time except Jake.
I'm the last female.
Sam, the last female ever on the podcast. Unless you can.
Cherish the
place. Jason, Techno Director AJ Kevin. Music remix is by Luke Tripp. I edit Diamond Fang's own by Jake. And it all ends tonight, tomorrow.
You didn't mention the song in the beginning.
I did not. You are correct. And the song in the beginning was, what was it? It was...
How Far We've Come.
How Far We've Come by Matchbox 20. How Far We've Come with this podcast.
Obviously.
50th. I never thought we'd get to 50, and we actually did. It's amazing. And right now in the background you hear the final countdown, because final countdown to the last podcast. Tomorrow, you guys are in for a treat. We got me, Jake, Kevin, AJ, and Jason, the five original co-hosts. We're reuniting, and we're going to do a history of the podcast and an impromptu to close things out for until we get bored and publish another podcast, which might be soon if Nick doesn't do a good job with entertainment.
We'll find something to talk about.
Yeah, Nick sucks.
Is that some moral of this podcast? Nick sucks?
Yes.
That should be the podcast.
No, we're not having a unison. Yes. Nick sucks. No.
Yes, they might be sucks. Listening to this right now.
Yeah, I bet they are, actually. I always think Nick is listening.
Yes, they're definitely listening they're definitely listening to your podcast.
No, they watch the forums. Why wouldn't they listen to the podcast?
What? I don't know. I can't think of a good reason why.
I don't want to spend, like, 2 hours a day.
Oh, yeah, that's, well, this is a shorter one.
Yeah, this is, like, the most boring podcast ever.
You pronounced Kentang correctly.
What, Jeff?
You pronounced Kentang correctly.
Yeah, I know. See, I did slip earlier.
Kentang?
No, you're just learning.
I slipped earlier.
Yeah, you're learning.
I slipped.
Learning that Aang should not be shipped with cats.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but if Aang wants to be with a cat, he can be with a cat, okay? I'm not here to tell him.
Okay, I don't think anybody here supports bestiality, okay?
Dylan does, apparently.
Let's not, Josh.
We're just, like, buying time right now.
Yeah, okay, let's...
This is, like, the most boring podcast ever.
Yeah,
don't listen to it.
This was pretty awful, guys, but it was
Don't listen to it. At the end of the podcast,
don't listen to it, guys.
Okay,
so that's it. Let's end in unison, 50th.
Nick sucks.
50th. Okay, see you guys tomorrow for the last one. 1, 2, 3, 50th.
50th.
50th.